You're listening to SBS News.
As a lawyer with Indonesia's largest environmental group, Goldfried Siregar dedicated his life to protecting the country's natural resources. But now his family fear that his work exposing alleged corruption may have made him a target for murder. Mr. Siregar's recent work involved filing a lawsuit against the governor of North Sumatra over the approval of a controversial hydroelectric dam that encroaches on the habitat of endangered orangutans. Mr. Siregar also filed a complaint against local police officers over the decision to terminate an investigation into an alleged forgery on the same project's environmental impact assessment. A judge rejected the lawsuit against the government this year, and the complaint against police is still pending. Bill Lawrence is a professor at Queensland's Cook University.
What I knew principally was that he was a key player in the legal challenge to this hydro dam project that's been constructed in the heart of the distribution of the world's rarest great ape species, which just occurs in a very tiny area, about a tenth the size of Sydney, Australia, in Sumatra, Indonesia. He was a very highly respected legal authority. He was leading a major challenge against the Indonesian government and against a power corporation there. And he was highly respected and was a key player in this ongoing battle, which has really become a global battle, to try to save the rarest species of great ape on the planet.
Around 1 a.m. on Thursday, 3rd of October, Mr. Siregar was found lying bloodied and unconscious in a road in the city of Medan. He was brought to hospital and treated for significant head injuries, but died 3 days later. North Sumatra police initially described Mr. Siregar's death as the result of a traffic accident, which they confirmed after further investigations last week. But family and colleagues of Mr. Siregar claimed that when they visited him in hospital, they did not believe he displayed injuries consistent with a traffic accident. Andreas Harsono is a researcher with Indonesia's Human Rights Watch.
Unfortunately, there are several cases where environmentalists, environmental lawyer, a farmer, people who defend their farms, who defend their forests, died mysteriously in Indonesia over the last 5-6 years. You know, these people, they are very familiar with motorcycle accident.
During his work with the Indonesian environmental organisation WALHI, Mr. Siregar had defended several local communities in land disputes with logging, mining and palm oil companies. But it was the campaign against the Batang Toru hydroelectric power plant in North Sumatra that drew international attention because of its proximity to a population of fewer than 800 endangered orangutans. Professor Lawrence again.
It's such an incredibly biologically important area that when the Indonesian government was shopping around this project, they approached the World Bank, the International Finance Corporation, other kinds of major donors and lenders, and they were told no. They said this area is just absolutely hands off. It's an environmental, an emerald of the forest, and there's no way it should be developed. Unfortunately, Chinese financiers who have a different perspective on a lot of these issues and much more tolerance for environmental and other types of risk have supported the project. And then you've got also an aggressive development Indonesian government as well.
The Batang Toru hydroelectric power plant is financed by the Chinese government-owned Bank of China under the Belt and Road Initiative. The company behind the plant, PT North Sumatra Hydro Energy, says the project is needed to provide electricity to North Sumatra. The project, which is still under construction, is expected to be operational in 2022.
I mean, this is a project that would not be approved almost anywhere else on the planet. I mean, it's difficult to imagine anybody else approving it. And yet the project has pressed ahead. I think that the fact that there's been abundant financial and other support coming from the Chinese government as part of their so-called Belt and Road initiative, this global scheme to develop much of the planet, and I think also the Indonesian government.
The company did not respond to questions from SBS News about the death of Mr. Siregar or allegations of threats of violence made against him. Mr. Harsono says that across Indonesia, there have been multiple cases of environmentalists dying in violent attacks over the past 5 years.
There was the case of Salim Kancil, a farmer. He died after being attacked in Lumajang, East Java. He was defending his village farm from sand mining company. There was another lawyer, name is Yanes Balubun, who died also in a traffic accident in the middle of the night in Ambon. Until now, that case is still unresolved. There were also the case of environmentalists whose house was burned down with him and his wife, his two children inside the house, but they survived by jumping from the second floor of their house. It was clear that there was arson attack.
He says no one knows for sure what happened to Mr. Siregar, and that's why an independent investigation is needed.
Cases like this tend to be happening in remote areas. Middle of the night, no witness, traffic accident. That's why activists are suspicious.
Aaron Fernandez, SBS News.